You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Document title, Racism. Topic, Factionalism in the Church and Our Country. Racism. Is that truly the hot topic that God wants us to stand still at this morning? All the news is being consumed by it. You are a racist. He is a racist. Yes, you are. You are. You are a racist. You just do not know it yet, but you are. You are a racist. A terrible thing happened to two young men. One life was ended, and one life is ended. Oh no, we are not going into the details of the how, what, when, and my personal opinions of the Trayvon Martin / Zimmerman case. No, we are going to have a look at what Scripture teaches us about what is truly going on in our, at this moment, very polarized country, and how that all fits in, how it fits in with the understanding of God's law and love for our lives. Today's headline, Zimmerman's popularity at the same level as President Obama's. I rest my case, there is no other news at this moment than this one. Riots are breaking out because people do not agree with how the law has decided in one specific court case. The situation is politicized, and the anti-gun lobby is picking up steam and using the outcome to fight castle doctrines and the stand your ground laws. Some are campaigning hard at the moment because the black voter is out on the street. Some are campaigning hard because they need the Hispanic vote. All kinds of parties from all kinds of political directions, color or creed, are coming out of the woodwork and are pushing their own political agenda to make the best out of this bad situation. Yes, this bad situation is that one person has lost his life, and one is most likely going to lose it, or will have a life left that is going to be lived in a state of paranoia. No, come on, let us not get angry now, or take a position on the outcome of this case. That is not what this is about. We do not do politics in church. Church is a theocracy where God is in charge. God is in charge, and His holy word, the Bible, tells us how to live life. It tells us very clearly the difference between right and wrong, proper and improper, decent and indecent. I will make one more observation, and then we will go into the scripture, building our understanding of God. Trayvon Martin was a black young man. George Zimmerman is a Hispanic young man. I am a white, middle-aged man. Jesus is Lord and a Jew. When you are not able to handle these truths, then I still hope that you are sitting here, or maybe standing, but at least you did not walk out. You are still here. Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, Amplified Bible. This is the history of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no plant of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not yet caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no man to till the ground, but there went up a mist, fog, vapor from the land, and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath or spirit of life, and man became a living being. It is really simple to understand. After the 7 days of creation, there was no human life on the earth. God rested on that seventh day, the Shabbat, and God created the Garden of Eden, after which he created Adam and gave him life with his holy breath, Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. After that, God later created Eve. They were seduced by Satan, taken out of the garden, and they had children, etc., etc. Later on in the story, we see many people on the earth, and they are more or less behaving as many people are behaving in our day, maybe even a little worse still. However, we will not be able to tell. Then God spoke to Noah. Noah, can you imagine, was already 500 years old when he fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Genesis chapter 6, verses 13, 15, 17, and 18. Common English Bible. God said to Noah, "The end has come for all creatures, since they have filled the earth with violence. I am now about to destroy them along with the earth, so make a wooden ark. Make the ark with nesting places and cover it inside and out with tar. I am now bringing the floodwaters over the earth to destroy everything under the sky that breathes. Everything on earth is about to take its last breath. But I will set up my covenant with you. You will go into the ark together with your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives. So with that, all life, besides that which we read about, disappeared. It was destroyed. This is also how the continents were created. If we were to flow them all back together, we could see that all the pieces fit together like a jigsaw puzzle. Awesome, is it not? The enormous span of water above the air started to rain down. The rivers started to break open. Fountains started to erupt. The tectonic plates started to drift away in the enormous mass. And the earth was shaped into the picture we recognize now. So now, really, the root of all life is descending from Noah and his family. When we now step forward to Abram, there is at least 1,000 years between the birth of Noah and Abram, according to the traditional calendar of Orthodoxy. What we know now, with our current understanding of the original language, the Hebrew, and the interpretation of the historical records, is that this might as well have been many more years, because many generations were not given due to the fact that they were not seen as important. What is important for us is to understand that the world was replenished with people in the meantime. However, all descending from Noah. Abraham had 8 sons. Genesis chapter 16, verses 11 through 13. Complete Jewish Bible. The angel of Adonai said to her, "Look, you are pregnant, and you will give birth to a son. You are to call him Yishmael." God pays attention, because Adonai has paid attention to your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man, with his hand against everyone and everyone's hand against him, living his life at odds with all his kinsmen. So she named Adonai, who had spoken with her, El Roi, God of seeing, because she said, "Have I really seen the one who sees me and stayed alive?" Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 through 3, Common English Bible. The Lord was attentive to Sarah, just as he had said, and the Lord carried out just what he had promised her. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son for Abraham when he was old, at the very time God had told him. Abraham named his son, the one Sarah bore him, Isaac, Yitzchak in Hebrew. Genesis chapter 25, verses 1 and 2, Complete Jewish Bible. Abraham took another wife, whose name was Keturah. She bore him Zimran, Yokshan, Medan, Midian, Yishbak, and Shuach. From the latter 6 children, we do not hear anything anymore. From Ishmael, we know that he had 12 sons of importance, which created the 12 Arabian tribes. We still see that the children of Ishmael are fighting. The Middle Eastern civilization is a fighting force, especially against the children of Isaac. Isaac we do continue with. Isaac had 2 named children, Jacob and Esau. Esau had six sons we know of: Omar, Teman, Zepho, Gatam, Kenaz, and finally, Amalek. In much, much later history, we hear about the big battles of Israel against the Amalekites. Jacob fought with the angel of God and had his name changed to Israel. Jacob had 12 children by his two wives and two maidservants, from whom came the 12 that we know who formed the tribes of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. We heard in Sunday school that the amount of people from those tribes who were traveling with Moses in the wilderness was at least 1 million. We see in the ancestry that we just went through how plentiful the offspring was each and every time. And I can guarantee you that for the other family members, that was not different. It would not surprise me if the total number of people traveling in the desert hit 2 million souls. So why am I giving you all this information? It is very relevant. It shows that the root of our existence is all the same. You might look a little different than I do. You might look a lot different. Your eyes might be set in a different way. Your skull might be more round than oval. Your skin color might be more red, or yellow, or pink, or black, or even grayish. But my beloved friends, when we in one way or another bleed, we are all bleeding the same red blood. When we are sick, we all will get a fever. When we turn the light off, it is dark for everyone. And when our heart stops beating, we all are going to see our Maker in judgment. What is going on with those people who are trying to divide our nation between black, white, Hispanic, Indian, native this, or foreign that? We are law-abiding or law-breaking. We are loving or hating. We are following God or following the world, and with that, Satan. As I have hopefully shown you today, the world was filled with people pretty fast. The root of our existence is the same for all of us. Yes, I agree, some people might act like baboons, but we are still not descending from the monkeys. In the Genesis story of creation, we read that God created all living creatures on this earth, and that after creation, when He shaped and molded Adam out of the clay, He breathed His Holy Spirit into him, making us people very distinct from other creation, giving us a spirit. In many messages, I have been talking about the spirit and its function. For today, I want you to open up your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, where we see that our bodies consist of body, soul, and spirit. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, Amplified Bible. For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, soul, and the immortal spirit, and of joints and marrow of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. What is up with people saying, yes, because you are black, or yes, because you are Hispanic, or yes, because you are white? We hear crazy slurs like cracker, whitey, nigger, spick, kike, Christ killer, and we can go on and on and on and on. It is more than crazy. We are insulting God's creation, and with that, we are insulting God. When are we as Christians going to stand up and say this is enough? Some of the hatred is deeply rooted, going all the way back to Jacob and Ishmael. But this circle can be broken. We might not be able to fix the world's problems, but we surely can fix the problems of our own heart and the problems of our family and the problems of our households. It starts by taking responsibility for our actions. We now know that our messages are also being read and taught in prison, and I praise the Lord for that. Glory to God. You know, I seriously believe that there are more people outside of prison who belong in there than there are people on the inside. Okay, let me explain. And yes, this still goes straight in line with the message of today, and even with the Sunday school classes from this week and those to follow. When someone is in prison, that person is there because a sin has been committed, correct? And yes, a DUI or DWI, as we call it in Texas, is also a sin because it is breaking the law and endangering self and others. We have learned, and we will learn, that setting up brother against brother is a sin. We also learned, and we will learn, that a sin is a sin is a sin is a sin, whatever type of sin that might be. When somebody is setting up or paying somebody to commit murder, the person setting this up or paying the other is still a murderer, and I am sure we are in agreement on that. The Bible says so, thou shalt not commit murder. But also, what about a man and another woman? The Apostle Paul wrote to the Galatians in a very extensive way. Let us read just some of the verses on sin, knowing that those people who are followers of Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, are not living in this old nature anymore, but that they are born again into a new nature. And with that new nature, you are no longer subjected to the law, the Torah, because these sins are no longer a part of you. Galatians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21, Amplified Bible. For the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Holy Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are opposed to the flesh, godless human nature. For these are antagonistic to each other, continually withstanding and in conflict with each other, so that you are not free, but are prevented from doing what you desire to do. But if you are guided, led by the Holy Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the doings, practices of the flesh are clear, obvious. They are immorality, impurity, indecency, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, ill temper, selfishness, divisions, dissensions, party spirit, factions, sects with peculiar opinions, heresies, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you beforehand, just as I did previously, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. Complete Jewish Bible. For the old nature wants what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit wants what is contrary to the old nature. These oppose each other, so that you find yourselves unable to carry out your good intentions. But if you are led by the Spirit, then you are not in subjection to the system that results from perverting the Torah into legalism. And it is perfectly evident what the old nature does. It expresses itself in sexual immorality, impurity, and indecency, involvement with the occult and with drugs, in feuding, fighting, becoming jealous and getting angry, in selfish ambition, factionalism, intrigue, and envy, in drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you now, as I have warned you before, those who do such things will have no share in the kingdom of God. Wow, that is quite a list, is it not? But how about then, when or how of all this? Matthew shows us the words of Jesus on it. Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28, Common English Bible. You have heard that it was said, don't commit adultery. But I say to you that every man who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery in his heart. When we have committed the sin in our hearts, the sin is already committed. And yes, indeed, we need to repent of this and sin no more. Oh, how tough this is going to be. Factionalism. Factionalism refers to arguments or disputes between two or more small groups from within a larger group. Collins Cobild. This is what we see going on. In today's society, people are breaking up into all kinds of different and smaller groups. In fighting, plundering, stealing, creating anger, murdering people who think differently or look differently, raping, blaspheming God with their Hail Satan signs and slogans. And we can go on and on and on and on. Satan is having a heyday, and people are more and more moved away from God. Oh, you ask them, and they will tell you, "No, I am a Christian. We are in our rights. That is wrong. They need to be punished." If that is the case, there is the law to deal with it, is there not, and not the mob mentality. People have lost the greater picture. But what is the greater picture? The greater picture, my beloved friends, is salvation. The greater picture is knowing where we came from and not repeating the mistakes of the past. People hate what Adolf Hitler did, but anti-Semitism is rising. People hate what the KKK stands for, but racism just stuck up its ugly head in a rage of victory. If this is racism against blacks, Hispanics, Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Christians, whites, or Californians, it is wrong. Yes, as we heard a couple of weeks ago, it is true. Christians are now more persecuted than the Jews, and those Christians are now dividing each other up and destroying each other by factionalism, based on race or political persuasion. Satan is truly winning on all fronts. If you recognize yourself as being part of that, stop it. Enough. No more. Trayvon was a young man. George was a young man. All other things are just inserted to sell more papers, sell more advertisement, and to set one brother up against another brother. It is horrible, it is wrong, and it is from the pits of hell and in no way sanctioned by Yeshua. There is no race. There is humankind, and the animals, and the plants, and the dust of the earth, and the rocks, the earth, the moon, the sun. If you want to be against something, go be against rocks. Fill up a big bag of rocks, go to the Rocky Mountains or the Grand Canyon, and throw these rocks against the mountain. Hey, that is something. News. There you go. Let us all be together, like the disciples in the upper room, and pray in one accord for all those young people. Killed in Chicago, yes, those you do not hear a thing about. During the 4th of July weekend, Chicago witnessed its 200th homicide for 2013, and over 20 shootings were recorded in a three-day period. In 2012, over 500 shootings were recorded. America's murder capital. This shows us that these people are lost and are not living by the law of God. You shall not murder. Taking care of your neighbor, which is a Christian thing to do, is not happening. The solution is not saying that it is the Hispanics or the blacks or the police or the jobs or the government. The solution is only one thing and one thing alone. God's Word. In the 60s and 70s, we had songs about love, 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 but that is not the type of love I want to talk to you about. God's Word, that is truly love. The law embedded in the Torah, in the books of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. It is love because it tells us the standards to live by for a safe and prospering society. It tells us how to learn to obey, how to give, and how to take. Example, in Leviticus, it tells us how to give restitution, plus 20%. Leviticus chapter 6, verses 4 and 5, Common English Bible. At that point, once you have sinned, and become guilty of sin. You must return the property you took by robbery or fraud, or the deposit that was left with you for safekeeping, or the lost property that you found, or whatever it was that you swore falsely about. You must make amends for the principal amount and add 1/5 to it. You must give it to the owner on the day you become guilty. Oh, but that is outrageous, I can hear people say. Okay, then do not commit the sin. Do not commit the crime. You commit the crime. You pay the fine. In that system, it is not about taking. The Bible is not about taking at all. Pay close attention to verse 5. In it is written, you must give it to the owner on the day you become guilty. It does not say, the owner shall then take from you. No, it says, you must give. When Satan is at work, as we see in our society, then it is all about taking. It is all about, I take this, it is my right. We talk all about entitlement, as in, we are entitled to this or to this instead of blessing. How can I bless you with this? Or how can I bless that person with that? Taking is done from a perspective of anger, fear, and greed. Blessing is done from a perspective of love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Common English Bible. Love, the universal spiritual gift. If I speak in tongues of human beings and of angels, but I do not have love, I am a clanging gong or a clashing cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy, and I know all the mysteries and everything else, and if I have such complete faith that I can move mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything that I have, and hand over my own body to feel good about what I have done, but I do not have love, I receive no benefit whatsoever. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. It does not brag. It is not arrogant. It is not rude. It does not seek its own advantage. It is not irritable. It does not keep a record of complaints. It is not happy with injustice, but it is happy with the truth. Love puts up with all things, trusts in all things, hopes for all things, endures all things. Love never fails. As for prophecies, they will be brought to an end. As for tongues, they will stop. As for knowledge, it will be brought to an end. We know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, what is partial will be brought to an end. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, reason like a child, think like a child. But now that I have become a man, I have put an end to childish things. Now we see a reflection in a mirror. Then we will see face to face. Now I know partially, but then I will know completely, in the same way that I have been completely known. Now faith, hope, and love remain these three things, and the greatest of these is love. The King James Version has the word love translated as charity. Maybe because in the 1500s charity was desperately needed. Maybe because that is what it truly is. I believe that love is still the better translation of the two. Why? Because in love, we start blessing. Blessing God. Why? Because we love Him. Blessing our wife and family. Why? Because we love them. Blessing our mother and father. Why? Because we love them. Blessing our neighbor. Why? Because of Mark. Chapter 12, verse 31. Complete Jewish Bible. Mark chapter 12, verse 31. Complete Jewish Bible. The second is this. You are to love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other mitzvah greater than these. Who is your neighbor? Ah, wrong question. It is, who is not my neighbor? Paul wrote to the Galatians. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, Common English Bible. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Does this say anything about the color of your neighbor, or does it say anything is depending on the place where we come from? No. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 and 13, Complete Jewish Bible. For just as the body is one, but has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, constitute one body, so it is with the Messiah. For it was by one Spirit that we were all immersed into one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slaves or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. We are all given the same water of life, from Christ, by the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit. There is no place for factionalism in our families, our churches, or our society. When we stand at the foot of the cross, all human boasting dies. The blood of Yeshua the Messiah does not flow one color for one people, and another color for another people. There is one Savior, one sacrifice, one way of redemption, and one call to repentance. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 through 16, King James Version, brings us back to this truth. In Messiah, those who are far off are brought near, and the dividing wall is broken down. That means the church has no permission to rebuild what the Messiah has already torn down. My beloved friends, the answer to hatred is not more hatred, and the answer to factionalism is not a better organized faction. The answer is repentance, holiness, truth, and the love of God poured out by the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21, King James Version, teaches us not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. That is not weakness. That is kingdom strength. That is the victory of a heart ruled by God rather than by rage. So let every household begin there. Let every father, every mother, every son, every daughter, every pastor, every elder, every teacher, and every believer search the heart before the Lord. Let us lay down pride, inherited bitterness, political idols, racial arrogance, and every form of fleshly division. Let us ask the Lord to cleanse us, to heal us, and to make us one in Him. Psalm 139 verses 23 and 24, King James Version, remains a holy prayer for such an hour, that God searches us, knows us, and leads us in the everlasting way. And today, if there is bitterness in your heart, bring it to Yeshua. If there is prejudice in your heart, bring it to Yeshua. If there is anger, confusion, pain, or hatred in your heart, bring it to Yeshua. He is still the healer, still the deliverer, still the baptizer in the Holy Spirit, and still the King of Israel and the Savior of the world. Come back to the Word, come back to prayer, come back to love, and come back to walking in the Spirit. Then the church will again shine as light in darkness, and God will be glorified in the midst of His people. Racism is factionalism and must be cut out like a cancer spot. Oh yes, it might hurt at first, and we might need some stitches on our society and especially on our pride and our heritage. But the stitches will come out, and Christ will be glorified. God will be blessed again. And with that, my dear friends, we again will be a nation blessed by God. We will be a prosperous Christian people, a prosperous family, a prosperous nation, able to bless others in the same way as God has blessed us. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.